Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt des Brachis, Perik Gimel Mishnah Vav. The Tumah of Balkari is not a severe Tumah in the Dargais of Tumah, in the levels of Tumah. Right after he tivels himself, he can be Isaac and Tyra. The Tumah of Zav, for example, is much more severe. He has to wait 7 days before he can tivel himself. On the other hand, for different reasons, there's no Isser for a Zav to learn Torah, to say Shema. So here's an interesting Shiloh. Zav Shiro Keri. This person is already in the days of Tumah for a Zav. He has to wait for 7 days so he can be Matire himself from the Tumah of his Zav. Now, in addition to being a Zav, he also becomes a Balkari. In a similar vein, V'nida Shepalta Shechva Zera. Tumas Nida means she has to wait 7 days before she can be Matire herself. But then she had an experience that also gives her the same level of a Balkari. She wants to daven. She has to toivel herself. The third case is v'hamishameshes shiras anida. In this case, she was a Balkari first, and afterwards she becomes anida. So for us here in Masechtas Brachos, it's not so important to understand exactly what these cases are. It's important for this Mishnah to understand the Shaila. There's a severe Tumah, and there's a lesser Tumah, the Tumah of Keri. But the Tumah of Balkari, ironically, is the Tumah where you can't learn. For the severe Tumah, these people are not ready yet to be Matayah themselves. They have to wait 7 days. So the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush, that after 7 days, the Zav will be Matayah himself from his Zav. He has to go to the Mikveh then. Same is true for the other two. But meanwhile, they should go to the mikveh anyway to remove the tumas keri. It's not going to remove the more severe tumah that they have. But in order to be able to say Shema, in order to learn Torah, they have to remove the tumah of keri. Rabbi Yehuda Paiter. Rabbi Yehuda says they're going to tivel themselves, and afterwards they're still tumah. With the more severe tumah, there's no point in them tiveling themselves. So in other words, you can't have tefillah that leaves a person tumah. That type of a tefillah is not tefillah. Wait a second. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda tell us in Mishnah Dalet that Mevarach Lifneim V'Achrayim, that a Balkari doesn't have to tivel himself for Kriya Shema, for Birchas Hamazon? He makes the brachas before Kriya Shema and after Kriya Shema. So what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda says there's no point in tiveling for the Tumah of Keri. It wouldn't be effective. You don't have to anyway, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if you take a look at the Taisus of Akiva Ego over here, he says, Rabbi Yehuda says taka, someone's tummy with the tumas keri, he can say shema, he can say brachis. But to learn Torah, he does have to tivel himself. So Rabbi Yehuda, under normal circumstances, would require tefillah. It's just that Rabbi Yehuda holds, being that there's a more severe tumah. And for that tumah, you still have to wait till they can tivel themselves? You can't have a tefillah that leaves someone tameh.